Earlier on in the week, I caught up with Jack. He is from the ELO Encounter, and they're playing down at Alexander's Live in Rufus Court in Chester on the 15th and the 17th of December. Hiya, Jack. Great to have you back on the show.
Hiya.
So it was your dad that I spoke to last time, Simon. I'm trying to work out how long it is since I spoke to him. When was the last time you played at Alexander's?
Oh, crikey, I've got him here in the room, actually. When was the last time you played it?
About two years?
It's about a yearly basis, something like that. So,
yeah.
It would have been either 2 years, November, December, sometime around that.
Are you looking forward to going back to Alexander's Live?
Oh, yeah, it's got a fantastic vibe and everything.
Really?
It's very sort of like active crowds there as well, which is really nice. We've often said that, the energy that you're, like, putting out, on the band, if people are up for it, reflects back on you and it, like, forms a positive feedback loop. It's a really wonderful night.
Gives you the adrenaline that you need as well. So it's a double appearance this time, isn't it? The 15th and the 17th, which is amazing.
Yes, it is. So that's, Thursday and the Saturday.
Yeah, cool.
It's going to be really cool. It's going to be really cool to be able to, not have to travel so far and everything.
Yeah.
A bit of a double header.
Where about your base, by the way?
So we're based just outside of Colchester, basically. Our guitarist is Black Notley. Dacre, our drummer, is Framlingham, so all sort of like around there. Jasmine is North London. She's the sort of outlier. Rest of us are all around.
Amazing.
Around there.
So you're going to make a few days of it in Chester. Chester welcomes you, definitely.
Thank you very much. We're permitted to enter.
Yeah, exactly. With open arms. I love this quote on your website. Roll over Beethoven, the UK's greatest electric light orchestra tribute act, has arrived. Tell us a little bit about your history as a band, Jack, and who you share the stage with. I know you've just touched upon that.
So the band's been going about 6 years now, not counting the sort of 2 years of inactivity within COVID. Yeah, exactly, took the word out of my mouth. And it was the brainchild of myself, initially at least, wanted to get together like a rock opera.
Oh, I love that.
A performance, like a storyline about Sloan Trump.
Yeah.
But set to the music of ELO. But then we got together the tracks and just thought, these tracks are just going to take it out of the music show instead. And that's what it's been ever since. Really been great over the years. It's just brought so much joy to myself and not to toot my own horn, but to other people as well.
It's
really lovely. I share the stage with my brother, Henry.
Yeah.
It's a real family affair.
Family vibes, I love that.
So Henry's on bass and does really high vocals, the sort of Kelly Groker vocals of ELO, fantastic sort of sound together, me and him, seeing as we're brothers, so similar sounding voices.
And you're all theatre veterans yourselves and ELO devotees, aren't you? So that added probably to the passion of the music that you play as well.
Yeah, I remember I got into it when I was about 13.
Yeah.
I've always been sort of like into 70s music. So I'd been working my way through all the big hits and found myself on ELO and I was like, oh God, I was hooked ever since then.
And what can be expected from your set at Alexander's to entice people to come along?
Oh, it's just going to be all the hits, but a couple of the ones that it's... That are out of a bit of a left field. We love all the catalogue of ELO, so we try and shove in as many of the good sounding ones from the back catalogue that we can get in there.
I love that. Well, you have some brilliant reviews, including fantastic performance. I've never seen such a standing ovation here. Great show. That Mr. Blue Sky was spot on. Spectacular show. Great friendly atmosphere from the band. Really loved it. Even my teenager was smiling, which is an achievement, by the way. And so where can people look you up online ahead of your gig at Alexander's?
So if you type in the ELO Encounter into either Google or Facebook, you'll get our website and our Facebook page, respectively. We've got a bunch of stuff on YouTube as well. Again, just type in the ELO Encounter, you can see us playing, some gigs in 2017.
Okay.
Gigs a bit more modern than that as well. So great stuff to sort of listen along to, see what you're getting yourself in for.
Brilliant, I love that. Well, it's been lovely catching up, Jack. Keep up the good work. Have a blessed time at Alexander's Live on the 15th and the 17th. All the best for 2023. And send my love to the family. I know your dad's there in the back in the background. Hi. Hi, Simon. Send my love to all. Thanks, Jack. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
That was Jack Rounds there from the ELO Encounter, who were playing down at Alexander's Live in Rivers Court in Chester on the 15th and the 17th of December. And here's a teaser for you. It's their rendition of Don't Bring Me Down. Loving it.
You got me running, going out of my mind. You got me thinking that I'm wasting my time. Don't bring me down. No, 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 no. Woo-hoo. I tell you what's wrong before I get on the floor. Don't bring me down. You wanna stay up with your fancy friends. I'm telling you it's gotta be the end. Don't bring me down. No, 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 no. Woo-hoo. I tell you what's wrong before I get on the floor. Don't bring me down.
Loving that. It sounds like the actual song. They're the real deal, them, aren't they? That was the ELO Encounter. If you want to book tickets for their gig down at Alexander's Live in Rufus Court in Chester on the 15th and 17th, either or both, then just head over to alexanderslive.com. You'll find all tickets for all events down there.